The next poem I shall read has the title, The Troubles of a Book. Lest it be mistaken for an exercise in poetic playfulness, I pause to characterize it as one that rises through stages of sense of the queer nature of a book as a hybrid of external and internal actualities to perception of its essentially tragic nature. I should not have thought such a comment necessary had not the editor of the recently published New York Times Book of Verse presented the poem to my astonishment in a group labeled In a Lighter Vein. The trouble of a book is first to be no thoughts to nobody, then to lie as long unwritten as it will lie unread, then to build word for word an author and occupy his head until the head declares vacancy to make full publication of running empty. The trouble of a book is secondly to keep awake and ready and listening like an innkeeper, wishing not wishing for a guest, torn between hope of no rest and hope of rest. Uncertainly the pages doze and blink open to passing fingers with landlord smile, then close. The trouble of a book is thirdly to speak its sermon, then look the other way, arouse commotion in the margin where tongue meets the eye, but claim no experience of panic, no complicity in the outcry. The ordeal of a book is to give no hint of ordeal, to be flat and witless of the upright sense of print. The trouble of a book is chiefly to be nothing but book outwardly, to wear binding like binding, bury itself in book to death, yet to feel all but book, to breathe live words, yet with the breath of letters, to address liveliness in reading eyes, be answered with letters and bookishness. There the poem ends. Even it, so ending, can be answered with letters and bookishness.